Hey everybody, it has been a while, but I just wanted to come in. You know, I've got Anchor because, well, quite frankly, there is a podcast that is getting some serious buzz. That is a part of the blind community that I'm going to be a guest on, and it uses Anchor, so I figured I'd sign in and also check out the app. Major accessibility improvements have gone into this thing since January. There are a couple of things that still need work, as far as I still don't know how to trim audio. I go to the trim button, and while there are buttons there like save, I can see how long my audio is. I don't know how to like put a marker, you know, like okay, the start marker to where I want to trim, and then select and move to where I want to end. Like, how do you do that as a voiceover user? Last time I used the app, the trim button, you go to that screen and there was no accessibility. Not, you could see nothing. You just close it. So, if anybody knows how to trim audio, let me know, because you know, I would love to basically go through and like do my old episodes, actually, if I can do so, and trim a lot of, especially the reviews and stuff, trim a lot of buzz and pauses and all that stuff out while I'm thinking about stuff. I do that a lot, so it'd be nice to really trim that. But man, like, everything is labeled now. For the most part. Everything is labeled. I figured I'd also come in and give an update, May 2019 update, because, well, my old Anchor podcast, the most recent one I did about Anchor accessibility, it's still getting listeners. It's slowly getting listeners. It just passed the 25 listener mark a week ago, but it's still getting listeners, and now that episode is misleading, so I have to come back and kind of give an update. Is scheduling episodes for publishing a thing now in the iOS app? I don't know. Can anybody tell me if the web version is more accessible now? Because I know you can schedule stuff on the web, and I really want to create a podcast where, you know, I schedule stuff out, you know, in a weekly basis. You know, I've had an idea for a music related podcast, a top 10 music related podcast that I would love to, you know, seriously work on, seriously edit, you know, maybe the trim tool, and like literally make an actual serious podcast, formal podcast with editing, and, you know, make it professional as possible with the background music, with, you know, if you're using Anchor, you know, you can hear the recommendations / songs / whatever the top, you know, whatever happens to be. And, you know, say, you know, my top 10 favorite songs of 2019, for example, you will be able to hear the entire song if you have that, you know, enabled in Anchor. You can hear it on Spotify / Apple Music, whatever the case may be. It'll be a nice touch if you're listening to the Anchor app. But I want to know how to trim first. I want to know if there's a way to schedule episodes either accessibly on the iOS platform and / or the web, because scheduling was a pain when I used it last year on the web. So that is one area that I want to figure out. But overall, I just like to say, you know, I mean, I don't want to be publishing a segment in this episode, but that's usually what I do on this particular podcast here. Wow. There has been a major improvement in the last you know, 5 months or so. So, I mean, it's great. It's amazing. I mean, I haven't looked at the entire app yet, but I'm glad that, you know, recording and the voice messages and all that stuff, totally accessible. And, you know, I'd like to use it a lot more now, actually. Curious to know if Android got the same love. Do they now have labeled buttons, you know, so you don't have to use Blindo to get those labels anymore, which, by the way, I kind of still don't like that app. I think TalkBack should really get the, and that's one thing I also like to edit out too, is, you know, especially in a professional podcast, burping and belching and all that. But yeah, really enjoying this. I'm really, you know, I'm going to publish this little segment. First, I gotta edit the date. It says January. Apparently, I started this podcast and, like, I made an episode and did not put any audio in it, and it says January 19th, 2019. So I have to change that. Hopefully, yeah, I'll be doing that. But I just kind of wanted to get it out here. Like, hey, you know, congratulations to Anchor for, you know, finally listening to us, getting the main interface, at least to me, looks to me fully accessible. I just, you know, trimming. I don't know how to trim, and I don't know how to schedule. But maybe, you know, when I go to publish this, there'll be a schedule option. Anyway, that is my quick little spiel that I wanted to kind of, you know, that I noticed just opening the app and checking it out again. Is that, man, it is, it's amazing, and, the Anchor team should be applauded. Now I'm gonna go and, you know, listen to, you know, see how the listening to podcast area, if that's changed a little, because while it was doable before, it wasn't, I don't know, the best. We'll see if that's changed, and we'll see, you know, if I can actually open Anchor and listen to stuff for pleasure now, because of all the people I follow on here. So, yeah. This is a great day for accessibility. Accessibility is happening, and is happening all over, I guess, in games and in apps, hopefully. So yeah, thankfully Anchor listened to us, and we now finally have a fully labeled app for once. And that's all I got. I'll see you all next time, and probably more frequently now that the app is much better labeled, and this is the way it should be. Although I still miss the whole echo thing. It filled in the gaps for, if you didn't have anything to talk about, you can share what you'd like. But anyway, that's old, I guess, and nobody needs to know about that. But anyway, I just can't get over how accessible this is. Joshua's Wi-Fi network. Cellular. Cap C. Joshua's Wi-Fi. Uh-oh. Add flag. Stop recording. Add flag. 8. Recording. Now, what is this add flag button? Add flag. Button. What is this add flag? Current recording duration for use in editing tools. Stop. Add flag. Button. Add flag at the current recording duration for use in editing tools. Oh, okay. So, so that's really dumb. Why do I have to add a flag / marker while I'm recording? The whole point of trimming is to go through it and edit stuff that you may not have known that you wanted to edit. So, I don't know. I don't think I like that. Because, you know, now that I didn't know what that was, I didn't add it. Maybe there was a couple things I wanted to edit in this segment. So, if that's the only way to do it, that's kind of dumb, and that needs to be fixed. That needs to be revamped, I think. But hopefully I'm just, you know, learning that whole system, and it's not that way. So I'm going to stop recording, and I will talk to you guys next time.